Here's a piece from Bert Downing of Carter's Barbershop in North Lawndale. It's called Get 'em, or You Picked the Wrong Barbershop.
We were getting ready to close up the barbershop, and we have a lot of police that come in and frequent the place because we're right around the corner from the police station. So one of our guys, he was in here getting his hair cut, and we buzzed the door. And one guy came in, and he said he wanted to get a haircut. We were like, okay, cool. So as he was coming in, he was holding the door open. And another guy came running in, and then another guy came running in. I was cutting my brother-in-law's hair, and the one kind of tall guy came in, knocked my brother-in-law out of the chair, started wailing on him. The other guy told everybody to get on the floor. So the clients and all of us had to get on the floor. Then they got the owner and told him to open up the drawer and give him the money and walk toward the back. As we got to the back, the police officer came from under his chair cloth, grabbed his gun, announced that he was a police officer. Freeze. As he announced that he was a police officer, they tried to run out the door. Now the door is locked. You can't get out. Yeah. Carter was a cool guy.
He's the former owner of the barbershop.
Right. Never had any problems with nobody. Always a father figure. Always on the up and up. Man, legendary. So I'm like, these cats are just picking the wrong barbershop. And as a matter of fact, that's what the guy, the police always say, y'all picked the wrong Mickey Ficken barbershop tonight. And part of me was just like a little kid yelling inside of me like, get him, get him. And I was so glad that we had that kind of force behind us as opposed to being the victims of this situation. We was like, oh, you know what?
Go police.
Yeah, right. I'm yelling, go police. And I'm like, wow, look at the tables turned on this one. They failed to let the gun down. Now the shots rang out. Now I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm saying in my head, hey, man, put these guns down because this man ain't going to keep missing.
So the police officer was firing shots at them?
He shot all over the head and everything. From the distance that we are from this door, with at least 20 to 30 feet, he could have nailed them.
That's all good, Bert. But that's their job, to protect and serve. And sure, I appreciate the services of the police officers, but let's keep it real. We have a problem with the police in our community.
We do. And I'm the first to say that we have a problem with them because I've been the victim of the problems a number of times. But I also want to say that there is some light, good light, that they do shine.